So when we were thinking about our series on Proverbs, we made a list, or Joel made a list of all the different topics, and I was like, oh, lazy, I know lots of stories that go with that, that'll be an easy one. And then I started writing it and thought, oh, why did I choose this particular one? But anyway, it is in the Bible, and so we will talk about it. I wonder how many of you might have inwardly or even outwardly groaned when you saw the title of my sermon, Am I Lazy? That's a bit of a trigger word, I think, for me, and probably for more than just me. That word can bring shame, it can bring anger. To me, being called lazy was a pretty big insult. I remember, as soon as I read this proverb, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man, I thought of my great-grandmother. And my great-grandmother, I don't remember her giving me much advice, but when I was about to go on a short-term missions trip to Africa, she did give me some advice, and her advice was, don't sit on your hands. Now, we had a bit of a language barrier, so that was part of why I don't have lots of memories of what she said to me, but also she just wasn't one to sit around and chat. She was always busy. In fact, I have been told the story that my grandma woke up to a baby in the house and had no idea one was coming, because my great-grandmother had been out in the field stooking wheat the day before and hadn't told anybody she was having a baby, because that's how things were in those days. And then there was a baby in the morning. So there was no excuse for being lazy with my grandmother, great-grandmother. The main language used in Proverbs is of those who work in agriculture. In 10 verse 5, we read, he who gathers crops in the summer is prudent, but he who sleeps during the harvest is a disgraceful son. And in 12 verse 11, those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies have no sense. I think it's easy to show what happens if you're lazy on a farm. If you don't plant a crop, it won't grow. If you don't harvest it, it will be ruined. If you don't have a crop, you won't have anything to eat. I feel like laziness was easy to define a few generations back. When my great-grandparents and grandparents came to Canada with nothing but a few dollars and some clothes on their back, they had to clear the land of trees and rocks, build a house from those trees, find a water source, plant their own food, and harvest and cook it themselves. There weren't large grocery stores, and they didn't have money to buy anything, even if there were. So they literally didn't eat if they didn't work. And everyone in the family had to pitch in. So a child who hid in the barn and refused to help at harvest would disgrace not only themselves, but also their family. It was just unthinkable that a person could live on the farm without working hard. Those of my parents' generation who moved off the farm and worked jobs that didn't require so much physical labor were regarded with some skepticism. They were not as hardworking, possibly, as those who worked on a farm. But did that really mean that they were lazy or a sluggard, as the Proverbs call them? Today, because our work is not so physical, defining laziness is not quite so straightforward. We don't have to work the land in order to eat. We can buy anything we want from a grocery store. And planting food is actually more of a hobby than it is a necessity. However, we can all likely think of someone we know who is lazy. It's really easy to point it out in others. Anyone who is employed, other people, can likely relate to the Proverbs 10 verse 26 that said, like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so are the lazy to their employers. It's pretty easy to recognize someone who doesn't do their share of the work, someone who leaves undone what needs to be completed. How easy is it for us to recognize that in ourselves? I think it can be easier to excuse ourselves for laziness. I'm tired at the end of the day. I've worked hard. Other people aren't working either. The Proverbs call lazy people sluggards, and these are described as people who don't do the work they are assigned and usually are too busy sleeping or resting to get anything done. Because of this, they go hungry, disgrace their families, and come to ruin. 20 verse 13 says, "Do not love sleep or you will grow poor. Stay awake and you will have food to spare." So does that mean we should never take a break? Give up sleeping? Give up rest and celebration in order to get more done? There is a work ethic that has pushed for this, and it led to broken families, health issues, and early death. Our bodies were not created to go, go, go without rest. And that is not what the scripture teaches. Jesus would often go off to rest and recover from his long days of ministering to the people. Not getting proper rest leads to a slow mind and an unhealthy body. Sleep and rest were created by God and good in their time. There is a time for work. There is a time for play. There is a time for rest. In chapter 3, it says, "My child, do not let these escape from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and prudence, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck." And the reward for finding wisdom and prudence we find a couple verses later. "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." Now, the amount of rest you need depends on your age and your life circumstances. No one would ever call a baby lazy for sleeping. That is their work, so their bodies can grow and develop. And a mother of a baby needs to lie down and rest when their child is sleeping, because that may be the only chance they get to sleep. I remember feeling like when my baby was having a nap, I should get up and wash the dishes or clean the floors, but that was actually the opposite of what I needed to be doing at that moment. In the same way, sleep is work for someone who is ill or in latter stages of life. For some, the hardest work that we can do is to be still. Ask anyone who has fallen and broken something or had a recent surgery and is put on bed rest for weeks. Resting is hard work. So how can a person who has to rest or can't be doing hard labor be diligent rather than lazy? Well, even in those circumstances, we have things to do. We can follow the doctor's orders. We can do our physiotherapy exercises. We can direct our thoughts and praises to God rather than whining and complaining. We can still do good and use our time wisely. On the other hand, resting all the time is also not good for us. I recently heard of a young couple who were having trouble with water damage to their home, and it was discovered that their eaves troughs were badly in need of cleaning. But the couple complained, well, they didn't have any time, but they had spent hours each night gaming. The majority of us do not have staff to keep up our homes. We have to get up off our butts and do the work required ourselves. There are things that have to get done and will not get done without our hard work. In the passage from 2 Thessalonians, Paul is unrelenting in his condemnation of those who are idle. He commands the believers to turn away from their idleness, to pitch in and help the community, and not mooch off of others. He points to his tent making, literally making tents, to make money to pay for his food and lodging, as well as to help the community. The reason for this was to keep people from being busybodies and to not grow weary in doing what is right. There are a couple of really important details here. When we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing, when we're being lazy, it is easy to become a busybody, someone who is minding everyone else's business other than our own, who's focusing on what other people aren't doing rather than on what we should be doing. No matter what the situation, we are not to grow weary in doing good. And I think that is the part that has stuck out to me the most as I've looked at this. Our laziness is maybe not so much in the resting or taking a break or having fun. It's in the being weary in doing the good that we are asked to do. 15 verse 9 says, "The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves the one who pursues righteousness." There are many people in this world who work very hard. They have expensive houses, cars, trips, and clothes to show just how hard they work and how successful they are. However, some of them have worked hard, but for themselves, and not worked hard at doing what is good. You may have heard recently about a very expensive wedding that happened in Venice, Italy. There was Jeff Bezos had a $50 million wedding in Venice. And it might be easy to be like, wow, he's worked really hard. He's a billionaire. He's got lots of money. He deserves to spend that kind of money. And maybe he does. I wouldn't know what it's like to have $50 million to throw out like that. He does help to run successful companies like Google and Amazon. Likely he does put in long hours and is skilled at what he does. But should he be held up as an example of someone who is diligent or someone who pursues righteousness? At the same time as this wedding conversation was going on, I heard another article about Amazon, of which he is the executive chairman. And business owners were explaining how things worked. And one small business owner who sold their product on Amazon had created these kits for kids to create lip glosses with natural ingredients. And he had started selling them for $19.99 on Amazon. And when he put them on Amazon, he was doing very well. They were selling out. And so Amazon wanted to buy his company, and he refused. So Amazon bought from his distributor his product and then sold it at $11.99, significantly undercutting him until the point where he either needed to sell to them his business to them at a lower rate or go bankrupt. So does someone who works hard, like this leadership of Amazon, deserve the term diligent or lazy? In terms of God's kingdom, they are diligent at making a profit, but lazy in doing good. I'm not saying they're always that way, but this was an example that really stuck out to me this last week. I'd like to also take a look at one of the pitfalls of the Proverbs, which is to look at them as a promise or a guarantee. For example, all hard work brings profit, but mere talk only leads to poverty. To take this at face value would mean to believe, if I am diligent, not lazy, I will have profit, more than what I need, and I will never experience poverty. Unfortunately, we know that this is not true. I know of people who are working two or three jobs and still struggling to make ends meet. Farmers plant their fields and take care of their crops, but if rain doesn't come or a big hailstorm comes through, all of their hard work comes to nothing. In real life, hard work does not necessarily mean that we have a profit, that we can afford what we need, and even more what we want. Likewise, some people are able to make a lot of profit by not working very hard at all. There are some people who make a lot of money with mere talk, explaining how they play a video game as they play it on YouTube. And it may actually be more work than I think as well, but if I was to take it at face value, that's not what I would think is hard work. Sometimes sweet sleep also does not come to those who work hard. We are not promised that all will go well in this life if we are diligent, if we are hardworking. It is not a guarantee that we will have sweet sleep and profit and all that we want. However, as Christians, we need to do everything as unto the Lord. And our reward is in heaven, not necessarily on earth. In Colossians 3, verse 23, we read, "Whatever your task, put yourselves into it, as done for the Lord and not for your masters." The work we do for God. We are God's hands and feet in this world, and how we act is how people will think God acts. So whatever our work, we should put ourselves fully into it, as if Jesus was our boss, as if how we work reflects on God, because it does. A lazy Christian reflects a lazy God, and we do not have a lazy God. Am I lazy? Depends who I compare myself with, but I would have to say yes. At times, I certainly am. And as a kingdom subject, someone who serves God, I need to live to a higher standard. We are called to be willing to work, to use our energy to do what needs to be done at our jobs, in our church, in our families, in our community. We can't do everything, but everyone can do something. Are we using our time wisely? Are we self-disciplined? Or does someone have to tell us what needs to be done? Let's end with Proverbs 15, verse 19. "The way of the lazy person is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway." If I'm being lazy, all I can see are barriers and excuses and an overwhelming amount to do. But as a follower of Jesus, one who aims to live an upright, godly life, life is a highway. It is an opportunity to be taken, a road to be discovered, a path towards our heavenly home. And we can live a generous and gracious life just as our Heavenly Father has been generous and gracious to us. May we all be diligent in doing good and in representing our Father to this world.